You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
Audrey Cunningham. This is the 11-year-old little girl who was found in the bottom of a lake, attached to a rock that Don Stephen McDougal wrapped around her after he sexually violated her and then murdered her. This is not the first time Don Stephen McDougal has been questionable in his behavior, to say the least. Other allegations in the past of him trying to get the pants off of a young girl in bed. But because of a loophole in the law, he was not on the sex offender registry. And that also seems to be what the family of Audrey Cunningham wants to hang their hat on and say, look the other way. It's all the system. It's not us. We had nothing to do with letting the Nazi hang out of the camper right by our house and then babysit our 11-year-old little girl. That's not our fault at all. How would we know? Joining me to discuss, Eric Fattis, former prosecutor and defense attorney. Eric, we're going to just jump right into this first clip. This is done by a local TV station with the grandparents of Audrey Cunningham, who lived on that property and who brought the Nazi and Aryan brother, man, whatever the hell he is in, to live there. Let's take a look at this.
You were aware of his history, and you were going to give him a second chance like a lot of people were passing over on him. And you went a step further and you checked that registry. Did you feel that that gave you peace of mind and that you did your due diligence before letting somebody stay here?
I did.
That was our largest concern, you know, because I think people have come to depend on the registry you look on it, and unfortunately that is part of our society. And some of it is earned. Some of them are truly needed to be on the registry. Some of them were just, they got caught up in the moment and they wound up on the registry. So there is gray areas in the registry, but then there's a big dark hole where people who committed a sexual assault wound up plea bargaining down to a misdemeanor, and because it's only a misdemeanor, they didn't have to register. That's the hole that we want to work on closing.
Now, I'm not arguing that there shouldn't be holes closed in the registry, but what do you make of Grandpa talking about getting caught up in the moment, literally justifying sexual abuse or rape in an interview where he's talking about his 11-year-old little girl, his granddaughter, who was just murdered. They didn't even bury her yet at the time of this interview.
Yeah, I mean, not to take the public expected for sure, Tony. It's sort of it's a little bit bizarre that he would kind of lend credence to at least some of these individuals who are on this registry. But I think it is also consistent with his and their story that they wanted to give someone another chance. They sound like, you know, pretty forgiving individuals. And so perhaps that's the place from which that comment was coming.
Forgiving or foolish? I mean, that seems to be more of what, you know, I'm getting out of this. Let's take another look at more of Grandpa talking about what they want to create called Audrey's Law.
Crime Stoppers of Houston have offered to help us go to the Texas State Legislature and promote a bill which we're going to call Audrey's Law, to help close that loophole. If they started out with a sexual assault and they plea bargain it down, they still should register so people know that that person has that history. And then you can make up your decision and base your actions on that. We just didn't have the tools. And to do background checks on everybody, they're extremely expensive.
We're talking about one person that was on the property, Don Stephen McDougal. Background checks you can get done for like $20. It's not impossible to do. Who's everybody? having to do, like, what do they have, like a line of people out the door of Nazis that they're like, hey, you get this camper, you get that camper, everybody gets a camper, even if you're Nazis. I mean, it's...
That'd be a weird little commune.
It would. But I don't know. I mean, there is something weird about all of this. And the T-shirts, they have these purple T-shirts on with Audrey on them with wings. And then they, in the background, they have purple poster board with pictures of Audrey. It's like a set they built. They even have flowers on the set. The whole thing just reads to me as very, very strange.
Yeah, Tony, I mean, in my appraisal, it looks like they really thought about how they're going to present and come off in this interview. Mm-hmm. That they really sort of probably talked amongst themselves. And you know, understandably, that their granddaughter is gone, and this is a public TV interview. But yeah, I can't help but wonder what sort of discussions took place before, what things they said, hey, we're going to talk about this, we're not going to talk about this, potentially. But yeah, I would say kind of raise some eyebrows in terms of how they present.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.